Okay.
Roll call.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hoagland.
Present.
Approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, I move the approval of the agenda as presented.
Okay. Motion.
Aye.
Aye.
And, okay, public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on the matter. Wait a minute, let me start. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes each, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair.
Nothing.
Seeing there are none.
Okay. There are none.
Moving on. items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the Chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to a specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes.
There are none either.
No cards.
Okay. closing, no, review and discussion of proposed final operating budget.
I'm ready to go. Jumping the gun.
As you know, this is the closeout budget for last fiscal year. What happens is the new year starts July 1st, and we have some carryover bills that need to be charged appropriately to the past fiscal year. So we wait for all those to come in and clear, and then we present the board with the final. And this is for the budget committee to review and prepare for the full board to consider on the next meeting.
Okay.
So with that, Jessica gets
all
to
all right. This is my first
walk
one.
You
be nice.
It.
All right. So property taxes, we got $40,000 more than last year. Class registrations. So classes have been getting popular. Lori's have been bringing a lot of new classes. But 70% of our income is how we pay our instructors. Mm-hmm. So 70% of that is for them. We are getting more traffic in the gym. Pool did really, really good. But again, it's about $60,000 per year to operate over income. We did spend a lot in expenses for pool. Mm-hmm. For teen center, the contract, this is showing the last 6 months of the grant. So we did not get it for this new year. We received $2,000 from donations for the teen center to help with field trips. And that is all for income. Expenses. So the weekend custodian, we did not, it was lower because we had fewer rentals after January. Down at administrative expenses, professional services, so that's for the auditor and for IT computer services. So we did go over on that. For the conferences, only spent $19.10, and that was just for the awards dinner and a CPRS conference. We didn't have an election this year, but we did have to pay some fees for filing paperwork. So that was $300.
What type of paperwork?
They have to get money. they have to. It's a religious thing.
Because of the board? Okay. All right. For, okay.
okay. So again, class instructors, that went up because of our growing classes. First five classes, we didn't receive any this year, so that's a zero. Special events, we had help from grants and our local partners to help out with our special events, so we didn't have to use a lot there. maintenance workers and part-time custodians. So I highlighted both for the same reason. We had a maintenance worker on leave, so maintenance workers were down, but part-time custodians were up.
So we had part-time fill-in for the...
Correct. Yes. Okay, so supplies for the Ambrose part. So that was for maintenance on the Lion's Den, and we had a lot of restroom maintenance calls.
Wonder why.
Going down. So our trucks have needed repairs. They are old. Down at Boger Park, so we did increase irrigation there, so it went up quite a bit. Thank you. So pool expenses. So we did add more swim classes there for the staff, and we did go over staff there. And again, teen center contract, that was the final 6 months of the grant. We did use general funds for the teen center, and they also had used a Koshling grant. Staff was really careful on spending because he wanted to hold on to as much as he could. All the unspent funds for the Koshling grant for the teen center carry over. Same with capital projects. So 39,000 were for lights for the center, which was about 20,000 that we spent on that. A computer for our general manager, storm drain maintenance here when we had the flood in the back, more tables and chairs for the auditorium and 5R. Grounds and trees maintenance, we spent about 31,000 this last year, and those unspent funds will carry over to this current fiscal year. The Bobcat trailer, we were able to purchase a trailer under budget, so we saved some money there.
Can we start from this one and go backward then?
Sure.
Prop 68 consultants, we're done with them, or we still have another roughly $2,000 we need to spend?
We're done. What we did was we had an up to, not to exceed, and with the grant writer that we had on loan from Koshland, they gave her a finite amount of hours to work on this grant. If she exceeded that, she was going to bill the district. She did not exceed that, so.
Wow.
Yes, so we saved a couple bucks.
Oh my goodness, that's tremendous.
Yeah, that worked out for us really well for us.
Wow. The $1,958 spent on the cooking program, tell Randy I'm still having a problem with that. He will know what the problem is.
So am I. I'm having the same problem.
I
don't understand just
the test. It's not just him. I think Jessica doesn't have that problem. She's well taken care of.
Yeah, we got to see stuff.
Now, I think I've bugged him enough.
The pictures are awful. I mean,
most
people would say the pictures are beautiful, right? No, the pictures are awful they tell me what it looks like.
Yeah. And it's awful to you and I. To Jessica,
it's just pity.
Like
it's like, no.
Jessica, all that needs now is a little email.
Oh, he used to send me the pictures personally.
I'm requesting that you send me a quick email. Randy's having something tomorrow.
Yeah.
4 p.m.
Yeah.
I make arrangements.
I'll blast it to everyone.
The pool. I am over the moon at the pool. I mean, expenses are $20,000 more than you thought, but I didn't even... The expenses don't even rate when you look at what the income was. I mean, it was...
Phenomenal.
We were so off the rails on income that it was stunning. I don't know another word. I mean, so is our partner maintenance work? Is our maintenance worker back?
He is back. Yes.
First five classes will go on the record of saying that we thank them for again not supporting the 0 to 5 year olds in Bay Point. The restrooms. You know what scares me about this $9,000? That's with what we have. When we build a brand new one, we're going to get beat to death.
Yeah, except we're going to try to, in the design itself, we're going to try to fortify that a little bit by putting we're going to put it in a cage. So
I just panicked about it.
Even then, you realize that the funding will be challenging.
The thing that people don't understand is that it isn't. If you go in and go to the bathroom and then excuse yourself because you're finished, the cost to us is negligible because you didn't do anything. Okay, but when you go in there and you tear everything up and try to remodel the bathroom to your design, okay, our men and women have to put it all back together, and the taxpayers are who pay for that darn thing. So
hopefully this cage that Doug talks about, it will help some.
I think it will help some, yes.
We're probably maxed out now on increases on property taxes, I'm guessing. I think we've probably cycled through all we're going to see increase.
I think we all know that this is a boom or bust economy and that we're in a bubble with the real estate again, and we know that the bubble is probably going to burst. I've explained this to Jessica on how the cycle works, that we have to be, you know, very vigilant in how we watch the budget.
Yep.
And we're seeing this increase, and instead of committing this to long-term costs, it's better to set it aside for the rainy day fund that the board did set up for the future when we don't have this level of tax revenue coming in. And Bay Point gets hit particularly heavy with that.
Right.
There's a lot of volatility in the real estate market here. Some things can go pretty low and be reassessed, and we get less tax dollars in that. So you're right. This does look good temporarily, but we're looking at it much longer term.
Yeah, as I said, I mean, I think that's the last increase we're seeing. I think next we're going to be right back down into where we think, because we have sold a lot of those homes, okay? And I understand that, and that's why there's been an increase. But my fear is, in this pop that's going to happen, a bunch of those are going to be in the same boat all over again, okay? But your team on the class registration, tell Lori that it's just insane. It's crazy. I don't know what it is. She's done an amazing job again. Seizing passes. I scratched the paper when I read it at home because I thought maybe there was an ant or something on it. I mean, almost 5,000 from 1,500 was stunning, the increase. So it was crazy. You guys are always great stewards, but this year it seems like you were great stewards while you were out beating the bushes for money. And that's why we're in the boat we're in. And the people need to know that it's the staff that goes out and beats the bushes.
Now, she said they were real cautious in spending the money for the teen center. I think that goes overall.
Yeah, it is. Everybody's that way.
I mean, since I've been on this committee, it's always been, the explanations are there when we go over, and when we go under, there's always a reason why that happened. The one that you mentioned, the park, one of the parks, you had to put new irrigation, or you added water, more water, or
more water? Yes.
Wow.
Boger.
So, yeah.
And what happens is you get a much greener turf, but you get a much higher bill. And we have to start weighing where that magic balance is, because the bill at Boger Park, and Boger, it's a neighborhood.
Is that the one by my house on Pomo?
It's on Caskey. No, it's
the one up. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But that bill is a bill that runs $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
So. Yeah. Green spray paint.
Yes. That's right.
I mean,
we'll have to figure it out to get that balance where we have. It doesn't have to be lush green, but. Green. Right. So we'll work on it, and we've looked at, we've analyzed it, because we don't have the issue at other parks, because they're well water, and the others are very tiny. This is the bigger turfed area, so we feel the bigger impact on that. So we looked at it rather closely. Was there any kind of irrigation problems up there, broken main, anything. It's not. It's just simply that we're watering it as if, you know, we don't have to worry about the budget as much and how you would want to water turf in this climate. However, that being said, we look at it and thinking it's exceeding our budget, so we might have to think about ways to curb that water usage there. So we'll be working with the Pacific Site Management on how to better monitor that.
I'm just shocked, Eva. I mean, they do so amazing. I mean, every time I see it, I'm shocked that they did more amazing than they did the last time I thought they did amazing. You know, I mean, to add the number of classes and swim lessons, and, you know, the swim lessons to me are putting the lifeguards out of business. Right. You know, I want to have the lifeguards sit around and twiddle their toes. I don't want any kids getting hurt. And so when we have swim lessons and they grow like that, you know, it means our kids are safe. And so...
And you were saying to thank Lori, but I think staff
goes to,
you know, when you have Doug and she stays, people stay and learn from it and okay, I'm going to do this because that worked. I think that when people stay in year after year and they like their job, and you obviously she does, and obviously she has the support of Doug in decision-making or whatever she does, because I'm sure she doesn't work in a bubble. Mm-hmm. She comes to you and she says, well, you know, I'm going to try this, and you probably, yeah, it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. So it is also thank you, because there is loyalty and respect, I think, both ways, because she won't, you know, but nobody stays in a job that they don't like, right? and nobody keeps somebody when they're not performing. I mean, that's the way we used to operate, okay? Mm-hmm. People just got along and just did whatever they could, didn't do nothing, and, you know, and we kind of just, this is what happens. And that's when I started being on the budget, and I noticed that. It's like, you know, nobody was really taking things serious. I mean, I started seeing the dancing classes, then they were doing the salsa, and I'm thinking, somebody's doing their job, you know, because if these people are coming to teach and people are coming to learn, then somebody's doing all that. It doesn't just happen.
Right.
You know, so thank you. Please thank her and you too.
Thank you.
You know, yes. The first thing I asked her was she intimate with our budget? Because if she isn't, she should be.
She's a quick study. She's done a very good job.
She
has done a good job.
I go in there and, you know, I spend quite a bit of time asking her questions on things that I don't necessarily find in the weeds. And she's able to do that a little deeper dive than I do. And she's able to educate me on that. So it's really good.
So let me ask a couple of questions. The truck maintenance. Where are we at on their lives?
We're probably 70% into their useful life. We've got a little bit of time, a little bit of breath in that, but you're right. You know, they call it the rolling inventory, that we're going to have to take a look at that. There's some bigger things that are starting to happen to them, flywheels and catalytic converters and other things that you see in high mileage vehicles. So we're going to have to watch that, because there's a point of diminished return, and part of it is downtime.
Right.
And you don't have that. That's money that's...
Right,
we're losing, so we just have to, you know, take a look at that, and I think we're okay for a bit.
But you're focused and know that. I mean, at least you know that we're looking at the vehicles do have to be replaced. And
yeah, and it's interesting because staff always comes to me and they Doug, what do you think this is? It sounds like this. Okay, let me figure it out for you, then take it down there and see if that's it. So that's how I'm up to date on it. They're constantly calling me and telling me what the symptoms are, and I'm aware and get an idea of what the mileage is and saying, okay, we're getting near this, replace this, we should get another 20,000-25,000 miles, which is a few years
for
this vehicle.
Sure.
So it really helps. So we can kick that can down the road for so long, and then we have to bite the bullet. So we'll take a look at it and see.
It's an expensive, it's necessary.
I think in all the years I've been on the board, I've only remember voting on vehicles like once.
Once.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's...
They're getting worse.
They do very well with them, but that's why I asked, because in my years on the board, we've only talked about it once. So, at some point down the road, there's some truck...
We're closer to that now than we were a few years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, Jessica, you did a great job. Welcome for taking on such a great job you did. I mean...
Thank you.
We're glad to have you, and you were a quick study.
So do you have anything else?
She was a good teacher.
Nope.
No? Okay, well, I motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I second it.
All right.